we can stay with the sea, but this time a bit further away from the shoreline. How about a cruise, anyone? Broadcaster and journalist Anne Diamond was a pioneer of breakfast television, but she's also a great fan of cruises, and she's recently been named godmother of a ship. She's also researching a book on radar, which could bring her to East Anglia. Here's Dorothy to tell us more about this project.
Becoming godmother of a cruise ship was always going to be a huge honour for Anne Diamond. But when she was given the title, even Anne couldn't have foreseen quite how special it could be. Anne is godmother to Viking's newest ocean ship, the 930-guest Viking Venus. Viking was the first cruise company to suspend operations in March 2020 in the wake of coronavirus, and it was the first to open up again in May 2021. Anne says, "Obviously, at the time they made me godmother, we didn't know it was going to be an extraordinary year. But, as it happened, my ship was the first ship to be rolled out, the first one to go out there taking passengers on the water again. It had to be modified over the past 14 months. They built their own PCR testing lab on board and things like that, so that they can do the utmost to make it COVID secure. So all sorts of changes had to be made during that 14 months, but my ship was the first, which was brilliant. In May, Viking Venus sailed from Portsmouth for the first of five round-trip sailings of the England's scenic shores itinerary, calling at Liverpool, the Isles of Scilly, Falmouth and Portland. Anne joined guests for the first three sailings, describing the first day as an unforgettable experience, especially as it marks Viking's global restart. Anne loves cruises. Her first one, she recalls, was to the Caribbean many years ago. At the time, she was a young single mum to four boys. Every single day, you dock at a different island, and there are absolutely different things to do. So it was an absolutely fabulous holiday for a young family, she says. Then, a few years ago, she went on another cruise, this time to the Caribbean with Viking, and says she just fell in love with Viking cruises. Anne was guest lecturer on her recent Viking Venus cruises with her presentations about British radar inventors, including her father, during the Second World War. It's an untold story, she says. Nobody has ever told the story of the radar scientists and how radar came to be developed and how we got so good at it. And it's my parents' story. I was brought up in a place called Malvern in Worcestershire, which is where radar really was centred during the war and where we developed radar to a very high degree of accuracy. In the town where I was brought up, everybody's mum and dad was a radar scientist. I lived next door to people who were part of the radar family as well. Anne started working on the project during lockdown. She has set up a website to collect people's memories and is going to write a book. I've had the most amazing letters from people, she says. Frankly, if we don't get talking about it, the whole age will die with us. So I set up this website so other people like me, who are children of radar families, can tell the stories that they know. And they're coming in thick and fast. It's absolutely incredible. She explains that Bawdsey Manor in Suffolk was a huge part of the very, very beginnings of radar. And she would love to hear from anyone who has memories of the work done at Bawdsey or RAF Neatishead in Norfolk. I know how important Bawdsey is, but I have not been simply because it's been locked down, she said. But as soon as we can travel confidently again, I'm going to, definitely, because there's an awful lot of research to be done. And those people know some of the great stories. Everybody can tell their bit of the story, and together we can put together a mosaic of all the things they did and their whole story. It's not a scientific history of radar, it's social history of the people who did it. The story definitely starts at Bawdsey, I know that. She is also hoping to visit Malvern, Worth Maltravers and Swanage, and some RAF stations. Once I get going, it will be great. I'll have time to actually meet the people who have still got the stories. At the moment, I'm just meeting them remotely, she says. My other ambition is to meet all the people that I've been interviewing on Viking TV, to meet them properly. I've had all sorts of invitations from all over the world. I can't go yet, but I hope the world will open soon. Anne is also hoping to join Viking Venus again as it cruises around Malta, and she has other cruises booked too. You just have to try it to know, she says. I've never met anyone who says, "Oh, I tried cruising and didn't like it." Never.
Anne is certainly a busy lady.